Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to read this, and you're going to listen. You're going to stay on the line, and you're not going to interrupt. You're not going to speak for any reason. Some of this you know, but I'm going to start at the top of the page. Meticulous. Yes. Methodical. Educated. They wear these things.
No, I didn't feel anything. That sound is just wearing me out. Wow. What does it feel like?
I don't know if I'm making it up.
Here. Next part. Let's do the next part.
Yeah.
I don't know, Abe. Now I'm gonna start it up and let it run for 60 seconds with nothing in it, okay? It's empty.
That's 22.
In all the equations that describe motion and heat and entropy.
Just 1 minute, just a second.
In all the Feynman diagrams, what's the one variable that you can turn negative and still get rational answers?
That's 1 minute out here.
It's not mass, it's not...
22 hours.
It's around 1300.
27 minutes in the box.
It's odd, it's an odd number.
How many minutes is that? That's 1347 minutes.
Okay, yeah. 1347, man, you got that fast.
Why is it odd? How did you know it was odd?
Because this is it, okay? This is what's going on. There's an AN and there's a BN. Okay, let's say the AN is 12 o'clock, the BN is 1201. All right, we start the machine with a Weeble at the AN. It travels forward normally.
You gotta write this down.
Aaron, there's nothing to write down.
Well, then I'm writing it.
Okay, fine. Look, it travels forward normally towards the BN. And when it gets there, the feed runs down parabolically until it's just stopped. But it doesn't. It curves back around towards the AN. And when it gets back to the AN, now curve that around. Okay, now the Weeble has experienced a total of 2 minutes. And again, it curves back around.
It curves parabolically.
Right. So it comes back around again, and it does this about 1,300 times. And when it finally exits on the BN, it's traveling an odd number of forward and backward trips.
Now, what is so special about 1,300? And why is it about 1,300? Why isn't it exact? This is not empirical.
Here, give me that. Yeah, I don't know why it's not exact. There's some sort of probability there. Okay, every time it hits the BN, there's a chance, okay, a small chance it won't curve back around towards the AN. And for some reason, it takes about 1,300 trips before it finally does. But it does have to exit, or else we wouldn't be able to see it afterwards. Okay, let's take a look at this. Yep, 22 hours, 14 minutes.
13, 34 minutes.
Even.
Enter at the BN. Exit at the band.
I can do that to you, and I'm not doing that to you. So when you see this,
bring one with you.
Can't yell or make any noise or run anywhere, okay? I know you probably feel like you're being tricked or made fun of, but you're not, okay? I promise you, you're not, okay?
Who's that, eh?
In Russellfield, I got a hotel room and tried to isolate myself.
Wait, what do you mean, isolate?
I mean, I closed the windows, I unplugged everything in the room, the telephone, TV, clock, radio, everything. I didn't want to take the chance of running into someone I knew or seeing something on the news that might... If we're dealing with causality and... I don't even know for sure. I just...
What?
Took myself out of the equation.
Err on the side of caution.
Yes.
James, look, Abe, I know what you're saying.
The question should have been what to do with the comatose man in the guest bedroom.
We can wait this out.
But in Abe's mind, he was already compiling the list. Two milligrams of oral triazolam every 7 hours induces a safe sleep state and a minimal metabolic rate. At this continued state of rest, the human body breathes 0.3 liters of oxygen a minute, or roughly 2,000 liters in 4 days. A Class E oxygen tank holds 625 liters. To maintain hydration, the body cycles through a minimum of 2.5 liters of water per day. Any food would be a luxury, but the small tank of medical-grade nitrous oxide would be needed on the other side. Past the room that contained their machines, and up two levels, he made his way to another room, where he had stored what I will refer to from here on as the failsafe machine.